I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
You had given us that first question that you think couples really need to ask themselves. Do you believe that there is a God? And there's a next question. Once they admit, yes, I believe that there is a God, there's another question that really brings them closer to having that conversation. What is that?
The second question, are you willing to apply biblical principles to your life and to your marriage? I'm a strong believer that I do trust God to work uniquely, and so often that is the thing that's the key difference. But in addition to that, we give people behavioral tools. Most all of our behavior tools are based upon principles of the Bible. So it's a matter of saying, I'm going to do what the Bible actually tells me to do as it relates to marriage. So that's the second question.
And do some people kind of, they're willing to answer question one, absolutely, I believe there's a God. But when question two comes around where it says, are you willing to apply the principles? Do they take a step back and maybe have to think about that a little bit more?
Actually, most people are presumptuous. They will say yes to all three questions, even if they don't mean it.
Okay.
But because we do homework and we apply tools, we know whether people are doing it or not. So it'll become apparent over time whether they meant what they said. But yeah, usually it's, you know, when you're talking to Christians want to say all the right things. And so, sure, yeah, we agree with all these. That's typically what we get.
So you tell a story in your book about a friend of yours who was a mentor or an accountability partner to you who did say yes to those first two questions. But when it came right down to it, you said he wasn't really willing to apply those principles. He was tired. He had been being good for so long. Talk a little bit about that and why that added an additional dimension to his struggle with keeping his marriage intact.
Yeah, my friend, you know, because he was a pastor, he wanted to do what the Bible said, and was a bit of a legalist in doing that. He just couldn't make himself get to the point where he felt good about doing what the Bible said. So as I was talking to him, I realized that in his particular case, what was happening is that he was caught up in his sense of duty. And he didn't have any freedom that comes when the Spirit of God is really enabling us and empowering us to do what it is that we really need to do. And so what I told him is, you know, this is what you need. You need to come to the point where the Spirit of God gives you the power to do what's right to do, so it isn't duty anymore. And eventually, God did give him that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.